decided for them. She finally turned as the doors closed on Ricky's coffin, coolly facing the man she knew was responsible for dealing with the authorities and paperwork to get Ricky's body out of the country they had made their home for the last 3 years, and back to their native England. She certainly hadn't had anything to do with it, too numb to deal with details like that. No, she had known only Leon Faulkner could have managed such organization in the few weeks it had been since they had found Ricky's body, had known he was in California somewhere, using the indomitable Faulkner influence to take his brother home in the family jet. She also knew the two of them had nothing to say to each other, had informed her lawyer that she didn't want to see Leon when he had told her the other man was in the country. Leon Faulkner. He hadn't changed at all in the last 3 years. Lean and muscular, despite being very close to his 40th birthday. His tawny hair styled just over his ears and down to his collar in a way designed to look casual, that very casualness indicative of its expensive cut. His arrogantly harsh face was lean and craggy, dominated by narrowed tawny eyes. His nose long and straight, his unsmiling mouth a forbidding line, the squareness of his jaw as uncompromising as ever. The tailored, dark three-piece suit and cream silk shirt pronounced him for exactly what he was, a successful businessman, although its formality in no way detracted from his lean muscularity, his power, not just of the physical, a single word command from him having been known to daunt even his most powerful of adversaries. And Shay knew she was far from being that. But she wasn't the unsophisticated Shay Flanagan from Dublin any longer, the young girl not good enough to become a member of his A-Light family. She had been A. Faulkner herself now for over 5 years, was this man's sister-in-law, had gained in confidence almost beyond recognition since this man had first noticed her ebony head among his London personnel. At least, she hoped she had, feeling the first stirrings of inadequacy she had known in a long time, a very long time. Not that any of that showed as she and Leon faced each other across the tarmac, the black silk dress adding height and slenderness to the already 5 feet 9 inches she was in the high-heeled sandals. The soft ebony of her shoulder-length hair was hidden beneath the silk hat, the lace pulled down to partly obscure her face, the purple depths of her eyes unadorned by anything but naturally long black lashes. There were classical lines to her face, high cheekbones, small pert nose, generously wide mouth, the latter feeling as if she hadn't smiled in months, as indeed she hadn't. And she didn't smile now, her gaze steady on that autocratic face. Leon she greeted coldly.
Shay, you look...
like hell, she drawled mockingly, wanting no insincere compliments from this man. She looked exactly what she was, a recently widowed woman. Leon looked momentarily annoyed, the emotion quickly controlled and masked.
As usual, your presumption of what I was about to say was incorrect, he bit out harshly.
Really? She derided, turning to walk up the steps that led to the luxurious interior of the waiting jet, knowing the crew were merely waiting for them to come aboard before they obtained clearance to take off.
You've changed, Shay.
She stiffened at the surprise in Lyon's voice, had known he would follow her up into the plane, the door even now being secured behind them, only the hostess Jenny stopping them from being completely alone, something Shay knew she would avoid whenever she could. She and Leon Faulkner had nothing to say to each other. They never had.
I'm 24 now, Leon, not 18. She dryly stated the obvious, taking her seat in the lounge area, smoothly crossing one knee over the other, her legs long and silky, turning gently to smile her thanks to Jenny as she brought her a glass of iced tea, not questioning how the other woman knew of her preference. The Faulkner staff were paid, very handsomely, to know the needs of the Faulkner family before they were even aware of them themselves. Shay turned away with indifference as the small blonde woman lingered over giving Leon his neat whiskey. Obviously, Leon still had the power to attract women in their droves. Tawny eyes flashed with specks of green as Leon angrily sensed her derision.
I didn't just mean physically, he rasped
as Jenny disappeared into the galley. She calmly reached up to remove her hat, placing it on the seat beside her, her neck long and slender, her hands equally so,